here. There we go. Budget, you know, the only thing that changed on this budget over what we looked at our last meeting was the amount of revenue. Wes was able to settle with power plant here a whole week, 10 days ago. So we you know, for first time in a couple of years, we've had a real number that we're dealing with. We didn't have to estimate the number of revenue. We settled it, you know, he settled it at a pretty good price for all the taxing entities. I think they hit that power plant at $1,525 million, which is close to $300 million more than we had last year. So it's a good number for us. It allowed me to not have to estimate that income at the very top of the budget there. I put, I had estimated 1,800,000. The number I've got in there now is 1,993,210, and that number should be real close. The difference in revenue we took over into John's budget on page two there, down at the very bottom of page two, account number 6030, water supply improvements. It allowed us to bump up that line item to $846,000, and that's every year our excess budget money, if we have more, we put it in that line item. If we have less, last year we were operating with less money, and that we knocked that line item down a little bit. Now, fortunately, we ended up able to put some money back in it. But the budget, I'll go over to in as much detail as y'all want or not, but I'll say just a few things. Pretty much the same as last year. You know, we don't have to pay for an election, so the administration part doesn't have an election in it this year. John's budget, salaries are a little bit more than normal, and that's because we hired that extra employee going into the corona, and he's still here. We still expect Merced to retire toward the end of the year, so this is budgeting for one extra person in distribution. That's probably only going to work half a year, so that money it'll be left over when Merced does decide to retire, if he in fact does. Also, John's got a new truck in the 6004 equipment and machinery. That's not typical. Usually we try to buy some kind of equipment, but John's truck, what your model is your truck?
14.
It's a 14, got over 100,000 miles on it. We're going to have to replace it here before too long. So six going on 7 year old vehicle, and it's been a good truck. It's just, you know, we can't let them get too old on us. That's about all out of the ordinary on distribution. Production just steadily creeps up every year. Electricity gets a little bit more expensive. We use a little more electricity, chemicals a little more expensive. You know, JD and Colt make a little bit more money, so it production's creeping up every year. And that production, you know, that's how we value the cost of our water to the city, and it's kind of how we value it to our customers. We still are not increasing the price of the water to the city. It's been, we started selling water to them in 2011, so this is the ninth year we've sold it to them at $1.75, which was a really good price. You know, we operate on the philosophy of we're gonna make our money off tax revenue, mainly the power plant. You know, one of these days, y'all may want to consider stepping up the price of water to the city. I know they just raised their water prices 6% this year, and all that is all. I mean, it's not costing them any more money from us, but they're certainly passing it on to the customers there at the city. Even though I would think that they would only increase their prices to their customers as we increased our prices to them, but that's not, you know, the way it's been.
More money, they're in business.
Yeah.
In government.
But anyway, we're still at the same prices that we've always been at, and until y'all tell me y'all want to look at, you know, doing something different, we'll just leave them there. But at some point, we're going to be so low, it's going to be difficult to, you know, to ever, you know, stay even close to what the real price of water. But.
I move that we set the 2021 tax rate 0.129, of which 0.081 maintenance and operation, 0.048 interest and second fund.
Have a motion.
I second the motion. Now that's out of order. We need to do the budget too. So we'll come back with the budget. But that's number four.
That's correct. We got to get them both. We got to get the tax rate and the budget both approved. But
yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
We'll take them out of sequence here a little bit. I second the motion to approve the proposed tax rate.
A motion is second. Everybody in favor say aye.
I make a motion to approve the budget as printed.
Have a motion to have a second.
Second.
Have a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'll say a little, we've already proved it, but I'll say a little bit about that tax rate. It's the same tax rate we've had for the last 3 years. So this is 4 years in a row at 0.129. We've kind of made the decision that y'all have, that we're going to live and die with that tax rate, whether it increases or decreases revenue. Last year, you know, it caused us to decrease. Well, you can see on that second sheet there, last year it caused us to decrease our revenue, that sheet there, that spreadsheet, to $2,818,000, and we made it work last year. This year, a little bit of a windfall for us, and that West came in with such a high number on the plan out there, it bumped us up to $3,174,000. We're getting back into revenues like we were seeing back in the middle of the decade. We haven't had that much revenue come in since about 2015. So revenue, hopefully that's going to start a trend. Where our revenue increases back to where we were, and at some point y'all may want to start dropping that tax rate back down. Whenever you drop your tax rate, it's difficult to get back to where you're at without attracting a lot of attention. But that's a decision for you guys. As long as we've got pipe that needs to be put in the ground, I think that we should generate as much as we can with that tax rate that we've been sitting on. Eventually we're gonna get all the pipe in the ground that we can put in, and I've got some maps here to show you what we're doing distribution wise, and we'll talk about it later on, but kind of give you an idea where we're at distribution wise. But there's construction costs are expensive when you're running water lines, and we can always use as much money as we can get.
That $384,000 doesn't subject us to the rollback collection?
No, it doesn't. Wes, the appraisal district did the calculation for us.
Yes.
And no, it does not. It's got, you know,
it's
our.
It's got to be awful close. I thought it was 8%.
It's 8%. Now, it's 8% of the value of the average homestead. You know, it's not 8% of our revenue.
Total tax roll. I'm with you. Yeah. So when he takes the power plant out of it, it gets us below that.
Yeah, well, it's, you know what? I'll give you that worksheet.
That's okay. But it was considered that this does not affect the rollback collection.
It doesn't. It okay. gets real close. Yeah, it gets real close, but it doesn't trigger a rollback.
Okay.
It's, you know, with us, it's
very good.
Last year, and I'm just using round numbers. Last year, the average homestead was $174,000. This year, the average homestead price is $184,000. The difference between those two, if it's not 8%, then,
Not subject to rollback.
Not subject to rollback.
So it doesn't consider non-residential, it only considers residential.
Yeah, we're a little bit different with the rollback, but yeah, we bumped right up against it.
Right.
With that, not with that number there, but with the cost of the average,
Homestead.
Homestead price.
Right.
And it's the tax on the average homestead price.
Right, it's considered tax rate and value.
Yeah.
To get the effective rollback.
Yeah. But yeah, I did the worksheet, and then, I had Cody over there at the appraisal district do the worksheet, and we both, our numbers were real close. Neither one of them busted that 8%, so we're good on that number.
I had one question, this might be a little out of order, on the park improvement. What is that, the 27,000?
I'm gonna go back there and look.
Parks and Recreation.
Every year we budget that, and, you know, we've been trying to get that bridge in place,
Is that what that's funded?
Yeah, and then last year.
It didn't seem like very much.
Nah, that's, we just put a little bit in there, and we kinda been doing a little bit at a time over there. But the last two or three years, we've been spending all of our park improvement money down there at the river. So we just use it, we use that park improvement money wherever we feel it's needed the worst, but, and yeah, we've been spending that down there at the park. And probably again, if we end up doing that little pavilion, we'll probably spend this budget's money down there as well, and then we'll get to that bridge over there when we have money available. In the park, you know, we've kind of budgeted the park about what, close to the amount of revenue that we brought in over the year. It's a little bit different this year because we're bringing in more revenue. I don't know if it's gonna go back, to what, we were bringing in next year. We'll just have to wait and see. I kind of think that it will go back down, but this year, we'll talk about it when we get to that park revenue report at the end of the meeting, but, that's what I was planning on doing with that money.
Are you on line item 4 now, budget revision?
Yes. That line item number 4, every year when we get toward the end of the year like this, we kind of step back and look and see where we're at with regard to the water supply improvements. That's that one line item in the budget that I told you, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. And if we get toward the end of the year and we've got some excess money in our budget, we like to ask you guys to allow us to do a budget revision, put more money in that line item. The way it's working out this year, we've got about $200,000 that we carried it over from last year. We try to maintain 1.8 million in the general budget that we just carry over from year to year. That's been our fund balance, and right now we're looking like we're going to carry over about $2 million from 2020 to 2021. So I'm asking you guys if we could take $200,000 of that, put it in the water supply improvement, put it in John's budget. And the reason is we got a pretty good contractor out there working right now. It's Fambro Construction out of Stephenville, and putting a lot of line in the ground. This is really the best time of year to be putting water lines in the ground. I mean, the rain's not affecting you. It's not a muddy mess. It's kind of dusty, but still, it's a good time of year to be putting water lines in the ground. And I'd like to put a little bit more money in that budget to keep them guys working till October 1st. Otherwise, we're gonna have to send them home, just because we've used all the budgeted money. But if we can get another $200,000, we can probably work them through the middle of September, putting lines in the ground, and then when we start the new budget in October 1st, get them going again. But we got a good contractor under contract. I like to keep going with what we're doing. And I'll tell you where we're at. And you know, this is probably a good time for me to pass these maps out and just give you guys a little update. on exactly where we're at. I'm gonna start, if you'll hold that thing so the north is, I'm gonna start out here at the far left on Highway 67 and just kind of, what I circled in the yellow is what I'm gonna talk about. You see where I hand wrote, County Road 2005, that's a little road coming off of Highway 67. That's where we just finished up that county road. Jerry Wood, lady named Jerry Woods lives out there. She's been bugging us for 5 years to get water out there. We've been trying to get water out there. So we just finished Highway 67 all the way out there to that 2005. We're fixing the fallback and do County Road 1017 right next to it. And then we're gonna go south on Farm Market Road 203. Benny Ice lives down there around Ice Creek. They were needing a couple of meters, and then just the other side of Ice Creek, we got three customers wanting water down there. So we're gonna go down Farm Market Road 203 toward Walnut Springs. Then with this money that I'm asking you to approve right now, we're gonna fall back and we're gonna do this false right next to it. We're gonna do the County Road 2010, a little extension on it, go another mile or so down it to the back entrance of Fossil Rim. This is just almost gonna get us as far west as we can go. I've highlighted that Nancy Smith Cemetery there just a little bit further west. We could probably go about that far on Highway 67, and then we run out of pressure. We're gonna need a new pump station and a new water tower to go any further west. So we're just almost done going in a westerly direction. Now if you'll kind of look up above that, where it says Dinosaur Valley State Park, you'll see that circle. That's an extension we did a while back. We went into the Dinosaur Valley State Park Road. We hit that new campground right at the entrance of it. We went out and we're getting the new dinosaur tracks, the park office at the new dinosaur tracks out there at Flat Rock. And that is gonna be, that's about as far up that road as we can go before we run out of pressure. So same thing there, we're back going as far as we can go out on 205. Now if you jump to the next road to the north, going clockwise, right up to the county line, I've circled a little road, that's County Road 331. That's the last county road before you get to the power plant. That's right at the top of the page. We made it done here a couple months ago. That's as far north as we can go on Highway 56. So we've about got Highway 56 completed all the way to the county line and to the power plant. If you skip over to the next yellow circle, that's Highway 144. What I've circled there, that's the extension that we did at that subdivision up on 144. That developer paid for that extension up there that got us on the county road right next to Somerville Floors, County Road 302. So we were able to get up and kind of do that little J-hook that completely surrounded that subdivision of that developer. That's about as far as we can go north on 144. We can go a little bit further, but those streaks that you see to the north of that, they're in their own water system. That's a privately owned water system, so we can't serve that water system unless it goes to Compton or they invite us to come serve it. So we can't really go any further up 144. We could bounce around them and maybe get to around where the Stonewater Church is, but we're running out of pressure there at the Stonewater Church. So we really can't go much further north on 144. Going over to the right-hand side of the page, at Highway 67, you can see we've gone all the way to the county line out there. We did do one little extension on 409. I've got it circled there. That's Gene Bass's road. We had a developer build a little piece of property right there, or bought a piece of property, and he contributed $30,000 to help us run water out that road there. So we got that done. That gets us about as far as we could go southeast out there. We could go down 200 toward the Johnson County line, but there's really no customers down there. I mean, there's maybe half a dozen customers in 5 miles of road, so it's not going to be practical to go down there. If you look at the bottom of the page, the last thing I've got circled, we just almost filled in the bottom of the page down there around 144 South and 56. You see I've got Hill Country Estates circled. That's a subdivision there on 202 that I think Dan Weekend started that subdivision. The Staples now are building in that subdivision and they're wanting us to get water in there. We've had about 21 people sign up and they've been coming in buying, they're not buying meters yet, but they're signing up. So as soon as we finish what we're doing out west, that's where we're going. We're going to Hill Country Estates. We're going to probably do that subdivision around Christmas, just because we've got so many people in there wanting water. And then, the pieces of the puzzle here have almost filled in. About the only place that we've got left that we hadn't really concentrated on, but we're going to have to start doing it, is up in the far top right of the page. Up around George's Creek and 199 North. We haven't had a whole lot of requests up there. We've had a few, but we're starting to get more. And Kevin, I know Kevin's daughter is up in there. They're needing some water on the road that they're building on. So, you know, as soon as we finish what we've got going out west, that's about the only place on the map where we can actually build. I mean, it's at 199, all the way up through, there's a lot of pipe required. And there's not a whole lot of customers, but, that area is going to start growing, I think, just because of its proximity to the Metroplex. I mean, as soon as we get water up there, I think it'll start developing out up there. But that's just kind of an overview of where we're at. And we do have... You know what we have, I mean, it's, you know, probably $3-5 million worth of water lines up there just in that 199 area. So we still have a lot of water lines left that we need to put in. But
my question is that 200,000 in next year's distribution, how much of this would be covered?
That 200,000
plus next year's distribution, how much? I mean, are we going to need a pump station next year?
No.
And where will they be and how many?
You know, I'll put some thought into that and give you a projection on when we're going to need a pump station. I think we've probably got 5 years worth of pipeline to put in at the rate that we're going. And then we're going to be filled in with everything we can do after 5-6 years is the way it looks to me. Then we're going to have to fall back and save up, you know, $5-10 million.
For a pump station.
For Chalk Mountain.
Yeah.
For the west stuff.
Before we can address Chalk Mountain.
Right.
And further up the park road.
Well, Kevin, are we going to have to do any, I know the city's putting a lot of money into that Chest River there in the way of sewer. Are we going to have to do any more there as far as water?
Not us. I mean, we've done everything we can do right there in that area. I mean, we've got a water line all the way down 412 there. And that's something that, you know, we need to talk about a little bit further on what's going on in that area. But we're serving that entire area right now.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting ready to put commercial property in that area.
Yeah.
That's where the 7-Eleven's going in over there.
Yeah.
But I just want to give you an update on kind of where we were at map-wise. And I will give you, next meeting, I'll put an item in there about a little bit more long-term projection on when we think we'll be finished with everything that we can serve with the facilities that we've got. And, you know, at some point we'll have to go back and get, you know, Freeze and Nichols under contract. Or an engineering firm under contract to help us with that next pump station, but, you know, we're getting closer to it.
I make a motion to approve the transfer of $200,000 into the capital improvement budget.
Second.
A motion is second, any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Line item five, executive session. This time, we're going to executive session with respect to one more item listed above in compliance with applicable provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas Government Code and Annotated Chapter 551, Subchapter D, is amended Section 551.071, consultation with attorney, Section 551.072, deliberation about real property, Section 551.203, deliberations about gifts and donations, Section 551.074, personnel matters, Section 551.076, deliberations about security advices, Section 551.086, economic development.